could misunderstanding what a role like that of a hotel general manager be holding you back or people in your company back from reaching their potential? This week, we're learning from Anna Marie Persuti, the trailblazing hospitality leader and general manager of Hotel Nikko San Francisco. On Sunday, we heard her career story. Like many others, she didn't really understand the opportunities in hospitality when she was starting out, and that continued even after she started working at a hotel.
I remember thinking at the time, no, I don't ever want to be the general manager.
Keep listening to hear the misconception that was holding her back and might be holding you or people around you back as well.
Hospitality.
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 Hospitality brings people together.
This is Hospitality Daily, the show that helps you stay informed and inspired each day by the most interesting people in hospitality. My name is Josiah McKenzie, and my goal is to help you reconnect with why you work in this industry and get fired up to go out there, delight others, and reach your goals. Let's get started. What are some misconceptions that you have that you want to dispel for people, and what a general manager is?
You know, every time I walked into a GM's office, this was in the day of paper. You printed everything. And there were just mounds and stacks of paper on every general manager's desk. And it was just, you know, P&L statements. And they were always looking at these P&L statements. And I was just like, what's in there? You know, and the way I look at it now is, you know, that those statements tell me a story. So I tell the story about what happened, or from a forecasting perspective, what I believe will happen, and then provide the data and explanation as to why I'm saying what I'm saying. So I think it just felt very accountant-like. It was a lot more militaristic, maybe. And yeah, it didn't seem like they were doing a lot of things that were fun and engaging with the employee population and the customers so much. They were more just in their office, and they were always with, it seemed like either with human resources or accounting. I don't know. It was just, and I just remember thinking that I don't want to do that. That seems boring. But I also think now that I've done it, you know, I bet I could talk to 7 of my general manager friends here in the city and ask them, like, how do you spend your day? And they would give me 7 different answers, because I think it's a style thing.
How do you spend your day?
Yeah, well, it sort of depends on where I'm needed. So today, Danny, the marketing person, said that I was needed here to do this.
And here we are.
Here we are. But, you know, on Monday and Tuesday, I was down in Florida working with a group, ALHI, Associated Luxury Hotels International, which we're part of that. And there were 250 people there, and it was an educational conference, as well as half of the folks there were customers, and introducing them to me, our director of sales, and, you know, our product if they source business for San Francisco, and talking a little bit about the city and talking about the product and, you know, what kind of programs do they put on, and would this be a fit for them? And if not me, maybe I knew somebody that it would be a good fit for. So it was really just a lot of networking. I spent those 2 days doing that. And I'm currently sitting as the chairman of the board for SF Travel. So I'm spending a little bit of time there talking about, you know, how we sort of move the needle forward with regards to our citywide production. How do we get any relevant press that would help boost the city from a tourism perspective? You know, are we getting that messaging out? So I was in Australia earlier this year. They're just coming back from China. We're headed to London later in the year. So, you know, it's a lot of that we're talking about San Francisco. We're talking about the benefits of San Francisco, why this is a great place to visit, all of the things that you can do when you're here, in addition to your meetings or events or whatever the case is.
In this episode, you heard Anna Marie on how she thought much more expansively about what her role was. What could that look like for you? Maybe it's like Anna Marie and thinking it's not just about being a general manager of your hotel, but it's thinking and acting as an ambassador for your area. Maybe you're in another role. What would it look like for you to think and plan on a bigger scale and make a bigger impact for the people around you, your business, and ultimately your career? I'd love to hear your take, so let me know on the Hospitality Daily LinkedIn page. Great hospitality providers know that every touch point matters a lot, so they spend a lot of time making sure that each interaction better serves their guests and makes life easier for their teams. If you'd like to operate this way, I suggest you check out Sojourn. They've built a reputation as the market leader in helping hotels and resorts earn direct bookings through digital advertising over the years. And more recently, they've expanded into offering a complete suite of guest experience solutions, including an AI smart concierge, reputation manager, and guest marketing suite. I've been working with Sojourn for years now, and everything from the way their technology is built to the talented experts they have on staff makes it no surprise that when I talk with people about technology, Sojourn comes up again and again. Hospitality providers love them. If you'd like to learn more about how Sojourn can help you better engage your guests and drive more profitable direct bookings, visit Sojourn.com. That's Sojourn.com. Before we go, I want to let you know about a few more things. First, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite app to stay inspired each day by actionable insights from the most interesting people in hospitality. Second, I've started sharing videos and photos from the stories on this show on Instagram and YouTube. So if you'd like to see those or watch along, I encourage you to follow Hospitality Daily there so we can stay in touch. Third, if you'd like to listen to more conversations like the one you just heard, visit this podcast website at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com. I've spent a lot of time building out this website because I want to make it really easy for you to listen to the topics and guests that you are interested in, whether that's culture and leadership or operations or technology or something else. Browse and search the entire library of more than 400 episodes for some of the top leaders and innovators in hospitality at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com. To get ideas for delighting the people around you and reaching your business and career goals. I produce this podcast each day and give it away for free because I want us all to learn and grow together. If you enjoyed today's episode, I just have one favor to ask. Please take a moment to text or email this episode to a friend or colleague who might appreciate it as well. They'll be grateful to hear from you and what we covered in the show can help them, as I hope it helped you today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you here tomorrow.